Case number 10024, Gerald Hocker, northeast of Road 17, a variance from the setback requirements for billboard. Mr. Chairman, we have an old business. We have case number 9972 that I'd like to ask the board to include also in this request here on this parcel. The board will say.
Incorporate 9972 with 10024?
That's correct, sir.
Okay.
And I'll read that if that's...
25.
It's the pleasure of the board.
That's fine, yes.
Okay. Get an answer?
Motion to incorporate the testimony.
Case number 9972, Gerald Hocker, northeast of Road 17, south of Route 26. A special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from additional signs for the billboard and a variance from minimum height requirement for maximum height requirement for a sign. Ellen, you've got a survey. When Mr. Hocker first appeared here, he was just looking for setback requirements and a height requirements for a billboard, but and we were asking him to go to if there were any setback requirements that he could meet all the setback requirements. He had said he didn't know, so that's the reason we had it tabled, and we did get this, and we have to reply again. And they're on two parcels. They've gotten a survey. So that means all the parcels you're going to look at now are real. In other words, by a surveyor. There's no guessing.
Mr. Chairman, I'll re-express my motion to incorporate the testimony from case number 9972 into this case.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Do I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we incorporate the testimony from case number 9972 in with case number 10024? All those in favor of the motion, give use a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Now we'll proceed. Okay.
Okay, so now the variances you're looking at are what you will be going to be 100% correct.
Okay, so it's
so
one
no
and two.
At this. This is the first parcel.
Okay.
Gerald Hocker, Jr., P.O. Box 930, Ocean View, Delaware, 10970.
You swear the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Hello.
Okay.
What we are requesting, as previously stated by Mr. Rickard, is for the setback requirement. And I did proceed and get I first went out with my wheel and estimated my dimensions, and I thought that I didn't feel comfortable standing in here and telling you how accurate that would be, so
right.
We hired Simpler Surveying to do the survey for us.
Okay.
And it's Class A drawing. I feel very confident with all their drawings on that.
Good.
The houses, as noted on the buildings noted on there, four of which are owned by our family. They're vacant at this time. There's actually one that there's a gentleman in who's going through some difficulties, and he's there temporarily. Matter of fact, the previous tenant had already moved out. We do have some plans for those parcels at the time when sewer comes, and we're crossing our fingers that that's in the very near future.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, those buildings, they're teardowns, the four that we own on our parcels along Route 26. I do have some pictures for those of you not familiar with the area. I'll submit to who.
If you would send them down there, please.
Eight four copies. They're all four the same. If any of you aren't familiar with the area, those houses certainly aren't anything to write home about. And we haven't spent anything on those houses because we don't intend to keep them. And by the looks of them, I think you would agree. The next house, heading east on the right, is not owned by us. However, it's a rather rotten structure as well. So as far as anything being detrimental to that, the character of the area, certainly there are already some billboards within that area. certainly by the looks of our parcel, you know, once we clean it up, you know, we intend to use that someday for parking for some future plans once we can eliminate our drain field.
Mr. Rickard, what we're looking at then is this one special use exception and nine variances for a billboard?
That's correct.
Have we ever had such a request? Is this a new record?
Yes.
I think you'll find that...
How many billboards are on the property now?
On the property? None on the property.
On this parcel, there's not?
None.
There's none on it right now.
How many adjacent?
Three. I think there's three. Are there under one?
No.
One? One, two? I think there's three. No, there's only three here, showing here. Two here, showing here, within 300 feet. Further down, there's more. If you go west, there's more down in that area. And there's more as you go east. Mm-hmm. I think there's one more, isn't there? If I remember.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Sure. Right where the liquor store is? Yeah.
Yeah, you got Bella's there on that Hickman there. That's got that one.
That would be Holtz.
Huh?
Holtz Dispensary.
It's three.
Yeah.
And Holtz got one.
One there, yeah.
Right.
I know someone's going to ask me the question about why the manufactured home doesn't come into that. I'm sure you all know. It says dwellings, churches, 300 feet, right, and signs. Mobile home's not considered a dwelling. Okay, and the definition.
Certainly, as far as ours, an excavator will eliminate four of them rather quickly.
Yeah, it won't take it home.
We've tried to set it up for you, gentlemen. I think the staff has done a good job for you. So that you can see everything that needs to be considered.
Our total road frontage is 1,238 feet.
That was in that question.
1,238 feet. Hmm? Slightly over 20 acres commercial. Of which only a third of it's currently being used as commercial use. And that would be the corner where our store's located.
Okay.
It looks like once the houses are removed on the south side of the highway, all those variances will not be needed.
And once they're moved,
then the houses were gone now, they wouldn't even be needed. And their intent is to remove all of those.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
So you wouldn't have a problem with us stipulating that the billboard not be built until those houses are removed?
That would be fine. Those houses aren't being... There's one that's currently being used now, and like I said, but that's not a long-term. We gave one parcel to the Moose Lodge to meet. They needed a place to meet. They were there for a few years. Absolutely no rent. I mean, we just let them use the building.
Right.
So, I mean...
You say you have no plans for those parcels after that?
We're waiting for sewer. That's what we're waiting for. That was my main reason for the height requirement, was because we're thinking at that point we will utilize underneath for parking or stormwater management. So we wanted to go ahead and be ahead of the game there as far as our height, because we know we can utilize that space underneath. I've seen that done in some other locations. So.
Yeah. You are aware also, not only with the setback variances, that on the case 9972, that they're looking for a 13-foot height variance.
Mm-hmm. And two additional signs.
25, right, two additional signs. I like some.
Right. That again, so they'd be able to park underneath that roof for that
so
storm.
You're considering both.
They'd be able to do that with. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, the 140-foot variance from the 300.
Yeah.
So that means they're looking for two sides of 440 feet, square feet.
440? I don't know what you're saying. He's looking for one billboard, and that's that variance of
140.
What are you talking about?
What's the actual size of the billboard you're requesting?
10 by 30.
10 by 30.
They're double stacked and double sided.
Double stacked, double sided.
Double sided, yeah. So that's what he's taking it from there. He's got 140 feet from that sign, and I don't know what you're asking me, John.
Was allowed 300 square feet for one sign, 300 on each side?
Correct.
Okay. So if he's asking for a total of four signs at 300 square feet, then that should be a variance of 600 square feet, correct?
No, not on the same pole. Is that what you're saying? Although he's got two up and down? Mm-hmm.
He's going to have 2,400 square feet total. He's allowed 1,200 square feet total. Yeah, I don't see.
Why would he have to have the distance between there, 140 square feet? I mean, 140 feet.
Oh, 300 setback. I'm sorry. 300
setback. You're setback. Talking about square footage.
Right. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay. Any other questions? Hearing no further questions?
So we're considering the 13
feet height.
Square foot. Okay.
Right.
Two boards.
Two boards.
And the variances are on this. For the one parcel.
For the one parcel at this time.
Okay.
Right?
Just so we got straight talking.
Just so we don't get confused.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Everybody okay? Alrighty. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. This is on.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case numbers 9,972 and 10,024 under advisement.
Hey, let me get these together.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 9,972 and 10,024 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, what that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening on these two. You could say if you'd like her, you may call the office, in the morning.
Okay.
Okay, proceed then.
Case number...